Unbelief is as old as Eden. That's where it was born at, was in Eden. And unbelief is to doubt what God has said. Now, did you notice where unbelief was born? There was much of the Word of God considered. For Satan said to Eve, when she said, God has said, he did not deny that, that God has said so and so. But he said, surely God wouldn't do a thing like that. See, that was a birth of unbelief to vary one iota from God's perfect Word. We must stay right with it. Regardless of where, or what, or how our lives and so forth must measure up with, thus saith the Lord. Amen. And if we should have any revelation, should be presented to us that's contrary to the written Word, then we should never receive it. Because that's exactly what Satan did to Eve. She had the Word, but she was hunting for some new light. And Satan seen to it that she got it. So we never want to add anything to the Word or take anything from the Word, but just leave it the way it is.
Amen.
Stay right with the Word. For anything contrary is unbelief. Now we are knowing that in this last days and looking for it, have been, we brethren, ministers, who are trying to live as close to God as we can because we have a sacred duty to watch over the flock of God which the Holy Spirit has made us overseers. We watch the flock to keep them in order, to feed them sheep's food. And sheep eats from the Bible, the lambs of God.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth Amen. Out of the mouth of God. Right on the Word. And Paul said in Galatians 1:8, if an angel would bring any other gospel to you than that which has already been given, then let him be accursed.
Amen.
See? How firm that commandment is that we must stay right with the Word. Don't move from
Amen.
It. See? And Eve just shadowly moved. Perhaps maybe God would just overlook that. We hear so much today about God being a good God, and that's true. He is a good God. We believe that, but He's also a God of judgment.
Yes, amen.
In order to be good, He has to bring judgment. To keep His law, there must be penalty to law, or law is not affected. If there's a law that says to run a stoplight is against the law, then if there's no penalty to that law to be executed, then the law is no good at all.
Right.
You just might as well run it or anything you want to, because there's no law. But when you trespass across that Word of God to some creed or tradition, you have passed over that line between mercy and judgment.
Amen.
Right. You must stay right in the Word. I like that. Right
Hallelujah.
With the
Amen.
Word. Not one jot shall or tittle shall no wise pass away. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not fail. It's got to be.